cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop.
You can do it!
North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico. You can find them online at northrimadventure.com. NorthRimAdventure.com. Got a big show on the way. Got a lot to get into. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. Talking about practice. Coming at you live. Radio show. You know what it is. Got your man, yours truly, Drill Gilbert in the house. And as always, co-creator of the show, partner in crime, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we are bringing you our resident degenerate, the one, the only, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
Oh my God, that was loud.
That was loud. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. The headphone amp is turned up incredibly high.
I feel like you need to give his name a little more justice. Rudy Vasquez.
All right, let's try it again.
Come on, you know.
Let's try it again. Let me try it again. Let me try it again. All right.
Give Vasquez.
All right, everyone.
Vasquez.
Clear out of the paint. Yeah. ISO ball right now. Give me a second. And of course, we bring to you our resident degenerate, the one, the only, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
That's more like it.
I love that.
Yeah. All right. That was all right. Let's go. Apologies. Yeah. All right. You're right.
You need to have some spice on that. Like,
thank you, Derek. You know? Yeah. Appreciate that.
No, you know what, Derek? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Constructive criticism.
Always works.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, it's a good last name, you know?
It is.
It's a solid last name.
It's a strong last name.
Yeah, it's a strong last name.
You know, I love everything about my grandparents except my last name. Gilbert is not sexy. Anything that ends in Bert, you cannot make sexy.
It's a little rough.
Yeah, Isamaki, cool ass name.
Yeah, Vasquez, you have no idea where it's coming from.
Cool ass name. Gilbert, nah. But in France, in French, parlez-vous français? Jero Jebert. That's sexy. I'm going to start telling people, I'm Jebert. And they're like, how do you spell that? Like you would spell Gilbert.
Yeah, exact same way.
But I feel like you do need to give yourself a little bit on the emphasis on the Jero then. Jero.
Yeah. Jero.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Jero.
All right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Maybe don't have a good last name, make your first name great. It is a cool first name. So
yeah. All right.
You know, might as well.
I appreciate it. More good constructive criticism.
Well, it's just fanning your flame right now, you know?
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
my flame needed fanning.
Yeah, I was going to say, lacking a little oxygen. I just blew on you a little bit. I just blew on both of you guys.
Thank
I blew
you.
Both of you guys right
yeah,
up.
Yeah, there we go.
Gave you a little bit of. Exactly.
All right. Anyway. This is Talk About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure you go check us out on the gram. TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game. Follow us. We'll follow you back. We are live on IG Live right now.
What's good, party people?
Also, make sure you subscribe to the pod. This is really, really important. If you care at all about us, subscribe to the pod wherever you get your pods. Talking, TALKIN, bout, BOUT, practice. Go subscribe, download, rate, review. Again, we don't really care if you listen. We just need the numbers.
We obviously think English is overrated because we don't even use proper English with our title.
Correct.
But we do believe in a proper form of talk about sports.
Yeah. English doesn't matter. Numbers do.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly.
So make sure you go subscribe.
It's all made up anyway, okay? You know?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, language is a fantastic thing, you know? We should go down this rabbit hole, guys, of what language is and how it's formed and how it allowed us to connect as people. It allowed us to become what we are today by the fact that we were able to communicate our ideas with each other clearly. Think about that, y'all. Wow. And we can write them down, transfer them over time. No other species has that. Suck on that, dogs. Your bark means nothing. You can't carry that. You can't write that down. You can't write anything down. You have a language. You have sounds.
I'm sorry. There will be no dog slander around here. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I love dogs.
Yeah.
At first,
but we are superior.
Yeah, you're not better than us.
At first, I thought you were talking about sub dogs, the bar that lost to us in the Riley's Championship.
Oh.
That's what I thought you were talking about initially.
Well, yeah.
So.
Sup dogs.
Sup dogs.
We're also superior to sup dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a fun name. Like, sup dogs. Let's go to sup dogs. Sup dogs. But at the same time, I hate it too.
It's too,
like, the more I say it,
it's too punny.
Yeah.
It's too, like,
it's too much.
Yeah. We're trying to be fun and cool.
Yeah.
Sup dogs.
Like, I liked it initially, but the more you say it, the less I like it.
It also sounds more appropriate for a dog groomer than it does for a restaurant.
I mean, because I'm always worried about places that I'm all for having dogs in, like, outdoor patios and spots like that. But the moment you bring a dog inside to a small spot, it's a little, I'm a little weary of it. And people think it's, like, A-okay. And, like, they put their dogs, like, on the table. And it's like, it's a little disgusting.
Exactly.
Especially if you have a small dog and you think, like, oh, it's just a lap dog. But that dog is now standing at the bar.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a problem with that. Just a slight,
the same boat.
It's like, I'm all for health code violations, you know? Like,
Yep, 100%.
I don't know what that dog's paw has been. I mean, walks through gutters and steps in poop.
Eats poop.
It's even worse.
All right, fair enough.
Licks its own butt. People do that here, too, actually, so I can't say that either. So, something we have in common with dogs.
Let's talk about baseball. Opening week a week too late because we didn't get to it last week because we go down these tangents.
We had too much going on that week. So to be able to talk about opening week.
Yeah, so we'll talk about opening week 2 weeks after the fact.
So second opening week. Yeah.
Opening week two.
I mean, I'm actually really happy baseball is back.
I am too. I missed it more than
I really did. I didn't think how much it meant to me I kind of lost it for a split second, but seeing the Dodgers play the A's and actually be able to watch that series, I actually watched all three of those games.
Nice.
Like, you know, being up here in the Bay, you get that Bay Area sports. And it was awesome. I was like, finally, I'm getting baseball, like legitimate baseball, and like played in stands with, you know, they're not full to capacity. But
unless you're Texas.
Unless
you're
Texas,
the Rangers,
you know? Yeah. I think Houston's doing it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's all Texas right now. So
kind of makes sense.
Yeah, might as well. Go full bore, you know? You know, if you're going to go in there, you might as well just go all the way.
100%.
No need to just titillate with the tip. Just go all the way in, okay?
Titillate with the tip. Your Dodgers are looking great.
Looking solid. It's another reason why it's nice that baseball is back. Yeah,
especially when your team is winning. It always feels better.
Usually when I saw you hesitate for a second because you know the running joke for years, Rudy, is I would tee Derek up to talk about the Dodgers and then I would just cut his mic off and I'd change the subject.
I mean, it was a great time. Yeah.
It was a good time.
Nice stick. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know.
But they are looking great. I don't have their run differential in front of me right now, but it was something like 28. They're 8-2 to start the season, and it's a problem. I don't particularly love that, but, I mean, good for your squad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either, especially us being Giants fans. But when you have that team, you have to win.
You got to go for it, no doubt. I'm going to be excited for this Padres series you got coming up.
Yeah,
now, at the same point in time, as much as like, I want to see them, I hate the Padres fans get a little too much. Like, you know, even Padres have Padres, okay? So, cool it. And you have a fun team. It looks great. Great on paper. It sucks about Tatis. Hope he comes back.
Yeah.
Like, baseball's better with him in it.
100%.
We need stars like that there. Fun dude to watch. Obviously, having a little tough start to the season. Give him a little time. I mean, sophomore slumps. You can't be hot.
He's young.
Right? His second season.
Yeah, like,
second
exactly.
season in here. So.
And he got paid out
already. Yeah. I mean, I still think he's going to be a star. A lot of people are on that board, or on that train with him. But stop.
Just
cool it a little bit.
Pump the brakes and drive slow home.
And y'all have Manny Machado, too. And that dude, I hate Manny Machado now.
I think everyone does.
Yeah, I mean, he was on the Dodgers.
He just has that face.
We utilized him for what he's worth. And that's just being, you know, a little... I can't say it here. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It's positive.
I'm glad you cut your strength.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. I don't show it often.
Hey.
The Padres are 7-3 to start the season, though. So
yeah, no doubt. They're playing well.
They're a good team.
I have no doubt they're going to be the team that's probably coming out. They're going to be a wild card team. I truly believe that.
Most likely they're the Dodgers and the Padres right behind them.
Yeah, the NL West is so stacked right now. I mean, between the Dodgers and the Padres, and correction, the Dodgers have a plus 23 run differential. The Pods have a plus 16. And the Giants have plus 5.
Well, yeah, because the Giants have no bullpen. I mean, we only have one solid pitcher in Cueto. Besides that,
what was that?
We have one solid pitcher.
What'd you call him?
Cueto.
Cueto.
Is that Johnny Cueto?
Cueto.
Isn't it Cueto?
Cueto.
You would probably know better, but I feel like you don't right now.
No, because you're making me second guess on the
It's definitely it. Cueto.
Isn't it Cueto? I've heard it's Cueto.
Cueto. C-U-E-T-O.
Here's the thing.
Here's English, baby. It doesn't matter.
Here's the thing. I would correct Rudy, but Rudy called me Giroux for about four years of us being friends. And, like, running into each other at a bar, like, going out to dinner, hanging out at each other's houses, still called me Giroux. If you want to call him Cueto, I'm good with that. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah, and I apologize about that. Hey. But you never corrected me either, too.
We right? corrected you.
Yeah, we corrected you. You just refused so to grow.
It's fine. I'll take that L, and I apologize.
I could feel it. I can understand it a little bit because I have a... my mother, being from Mexico, has a tough time grasping certain words. No doubt. 100%. Mm-hmm. She cannot say them. Trailer being one of them. She always puts S's on the end of everything.
Really?
Everything is pluralized, yeah. Huh. She's... I obviously, growing up with her, you don't hear it that much.
Yeah, because
you... You just, that's it's English for you.
End up getting used to how she
exactly.
Says
but I have many people. I have many people that go in there and like your mom's kind of hard to understand at times.
Yeah,
but I'm like, oh really? But there are certain words that she cannot say, and I feel like that's what you're struggling with a little bit with Giroux. Obviously, that's the one took you a minute
because that's a really unique, beautiful name, by the way.
Fan that flame, babe. Just blow on it, babe. Just blow on it.
I will say, I don't think your mother's that difficult to understand, but.
I guess she's gotten better, I will say. Over the years, she's definitely gotten a lot better. I mean,
I think
she
speaks pretty clear English, but
you would think so. Yeah,
you know,
no.
It was mainly white people complaining to you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know any other Hispanic people, so I can't understand your mother.
The only ones I go to are my taqueria, you know?
Dos tacos de carne asada.
What did you say there?
I'm just joking. White
Two
people
beef
don't
tacos.
Don't write in.
We love you.
Let's talk
we
about that you. Missed call, because I didn't see it. I just heard about it on the radio today, but it was a Braves-Phillies game last night. Can you explain what happened, Rudy?
Yeah, so it was top of the ninth. The Phillies hit a pretty much a double to left field. I forgot who was running into home plate, but he clearly missed home plate. Missed it by what, like...
Toe hit the front of the plate, then the back of the plate. It just skated on over the top whatsoever.
And the beautiful thing about baseball is that we have replay now, but of course, they still got it wrong.
Again, this is where the GIMP comes into play, and I feel that every sports franchise should take this on. Obviously, I need royalties for this, but we need to have that guy that just stands in a room the entire game and does nothing. He can watch whatever he wants, but that game.
Exactly.
The game he's supposed to be judging on, and then they come to him in a moment of need, like, hey, watch this play, whatever you say goes, and put the GIMP back in the cage. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't need him anymore.
Yeah.
Bring him out only when you need him. He cannot watch anything else. But he cannot watch that game, but he can watch anything he else wants to in that room of his, in that cage.
Yep.
But bring out the GIMP when they need him to, and they don't have it. They just have the guys that were involved in the play, and they're trying to cover their own asses
exactly.
there. It's not necessary.
It's crazy how this is, we still can't get this right. It's 2021.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You know, it's like...
I mean, the definition that we have on cameras, it's disgusting. I don't want to see this much detail.
Yeah.
That being said, you see it all. Yeah. Like, come on.
It's right in front of your face.
And the fact that, like, there is stadiums that don't have certain angles properly set up, get with the program, y'all. Come
on. Please, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ridiculous. MLB, invest something.
That seems like something that should be pretty standard.
It should be mandated by the MLB. Like, exactly. If you want to host these games, you got to have these parameters set forth to be able to, so we can make sure judgment calls are properly made.
But I mean, you could say that kind of across sports. I mean, the NFL is still measuring the game, but with two old dudes holding sticks attached to each other with a chain. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly. Yeah. It is the fact that we can't have some tracker in the ball that's like all perfectly computerized, mandated where it is.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
To the millimeters of how close it'd be. Exactly.
Yeah, you have millions of dollars changing hands by someone going, I think it's right there.
Yeah, you know what? We'll put it back a little bit.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter. It's like it's all made up.
My favorite is when the guy is stretching out to get an extra yard or so as he's getting tackled, and just out of spite, the ref comes and moves the ball back 6 inches.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, the ball placement in the middle of the field is probably worse than the chains because they don't have any measurement at all.
Yeah, they're that's just like, you're right about
seems
there.
You're over here.
Seems right.
Oh, you guys need 3 inches for first down? All right, I'll push it a little bit over here to the right.
Hey, Al Pacino had it right. The inches in life matter.
All right, so
fight for that inch.
I wanted to ask you.
Only
guys,
got three? You give it all three.
Great movie, by the way.
Yes.
Opening week of these news stories, which was the most shocking to you? That.
I mean, you can stop right there. Shohei Ohtani. You know, like, come on. I didn't even have to say it. Just Shohei. Like,
yeah. That was insane.
Yeah, that was
unreal.
The dude hit a blast on his first pitch that he saw and then, like, dominates on the mound, too.
Yeah, he threw 100. And then hit a ball going 115 miles.
Like, it was the hardest hit ball of the season so far.
Yeah.
It was insane. It was a crush.
He's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
He's the truth.
And dude's good looking good. I mean, he's a good looking dude, too. I mean, I'm pretty sure God is loving the Asians right now with Shohei and Hideki Matsuyama right now. That whole Asian hate that was happening, it is trying to flip the
time
script right now.
Shine.
We love the Asians right now. He had it right, Drew. I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he's one of them. My goodness, he's a good looking dude. Wow. Wow.
All right. So you have a crush, man crush on Shohei Ohtani?
He's like, look at the way he's built. Like, yeah, he's just, what, like, oh my goodness.
Four,
he's
6'5"?
I mean, he makes. Because Yao Ming was just super tall, kind of ugly.
Yeah, well, no, he wasn't.
No, he was not
attractive. At all.
Also, Chinese.
Very true.
Very
true.
Different.
Yeah.
Very
right,
different.
Yes,
okay, fine.
Yes. All right. Wow. Got to say.
Check your racism, Derek. Checked. Gotcha.
All right. Let's move on. So out of these three topics that's not Shohei, Oakland playing Carrie Underwood's before he cheats as they're introducing the Astros, the Rangers opening to full capacity, or the fact that Rich Hill is still playing baseball.
He's still playing?
Rich Hill is still...
Is he still on the Dodgers or no?
No.
He's on the Twins, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, dude just throws curveballs, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And gets blisters. Yeah. You know? Blisters and curveballs.
That's all he's known for.
That's pretty much, you
and
know?
He's
popping
still in the
blisters.
League.
He's on Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you believe he's still playing? That is...
How old is the man?
41, I believe.
Oh, wow.
You trying to do math right now?
No, I'm trying to find his birthday.
I feel like that would be like right there in that little...
You would imagine,
wow,
but it's
baseball
not.
Reference, you're dropping the ball.
Yeah, let's see. Rich Hill is 41. I got it right.
Nice.
All right, he just turned 41 last month. Happy birthday
Happy
to Rich
birthday.
Hill.
Don't care.
I'm pretty sure I showed you a picture of Joe Kelly when... they were receiving their rings. I'm like, dude, he looks hungover, strung out to the fullest.
I feel like that's always Joe Kelly.
You
like, the dude
so?
Looks like he has, like, on the brink of, you know, gutter life, you know? Like, there's just something about him. Because he is just, like, rail thin, you know?
Yeah, he's,
and he's
pretty
tall.
Skinny. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Just
and
that
so
one
he,
picture,
he just,
I was like, oh, God, what happened to you, bro?
You know?
I guess he's always been like that, though.
Tough times, my man. Yeah. Tough times.
But, I mean, you can store a lot of drugs in that new L.A. rings box they got, you know. Oh, you see those,
wow,
World Series rings? My goodness. And those box they got?
Don't know.
Wow.
Don't care.
Ooh, this is spectacular.
All right.
Pretty cool.
Moving on.
Got a ring, y'all. Got a ring.
Let's talk some soccer. Yes, we'll get to hoops. We'll get to the Masters. And we will get to what the Niners are going to do with the third pick in the NFL. Because I'm pretty sure, or in the draft, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a topic up until the draft. And the more I think about it, the more frustrated I'm getting. It's just something
starting to get annoying too.
It's
you know
what are you talking about?
The third pick in the draft for the Niners.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Wasn't paying attention there.
No problem.
Yeah, okay.
I got my news.
I'm reading. You know, I'm reading up on my news right
now.
Okay.
Well, do you want to tell the people about some soccer?
Yeah, let's do it. All right,
cool.
On.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
Oh, man, y'all. Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We're in for a finish, y'all. We're in for a finish. Leagues galore being tossed up for the taking. And it's spectacular. Champions League coming up Tuesday and Wednesday. Gird your loins, y'all. We're in for a show-stopping finish. But before I get to the Champions League, I gotta recap you on a couple of just fantastic weekend events that happened.
Leeds United! Woohoo!
Wow.
Woohoo!
Let's go! Woo-hoo! Let's go!
Taking down Man City with 10 men! 10 men! Taking down Man City!
A team that, if you're listening to my last podcast, claim is my new favorite team to watch. But Leeds United, my goodness! They are truly a fantastic addition to the Premier League. Finally, they're back in there where they rightfully belong to be. They're a huge team, a huge city. I think they're one of the second largest city in England, if not one. They're very high up there.
Yeah, they're up there.
Essentially, it would be like, I'm trying to think of a really big city that's not like LA or it's like
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, the complete opposite.
Way bigger than that. Yeah. It'd be like a Chicago.
There you go.
It's like Chicago. The Bulls were somehow relegated to second degree. They weren't in the NBA.
Yeah,
that's how this is kind of what it's like. They're a team that should be in there.
Plus 1,100 for Leeds United, and they won. Insane.
Huge upset. Again, 10 men. They went out 10 men early on in the game.
Nope.
It was a deserved red card. But Man City dropping points. And the scary part is Man U.
They're coming right up.
Man U had themselves a game against Tottenham.
2-0. No.
3-1.
3-1.
3-1 over Tottenham. Yeah. The big thing was a disallowed goal by Cavani in the opening half that was complete and utter hogwash. It was a foul that was a phantom call. Disallowed that. Tottenham responds, getting the goal from Heung-min Son. What does Manchester United do? Just put the pedal to the metal. I can't say. That's why I call it foot and mouth, y'all. I don't know how you say these idioms and whatnot. I'm making them up as I go along. A goal by Fred. Edison Cavani got his goal. Redemption, a fantastic header. Oh, that was just a wonderful cross in for Mason Greenwood. And Mason Greenwood got one in the 96th minute as well. So, Man U, piling it on, getting all 3 points. Big 3 points to get. Are they gonna fight Man City for the title? I don't think so.
They're
11 points back. They got the game in hand. Man City playing 32 games. They got 6 games left.
Yeah.
Man City, 7 games left, and they got 11 points to make up. Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? No.
No, exactly.
The big one, though. The big team. If you are new and want to hop on to a team that's exciting and new to watch, West Ham. My goodness, the Hammers!
They just keep on winning, man.
Jesse Lindegaard. They got him on a loan from Man United, who has been just wasting away on their bench. Finally found a home in West Ham.
Time, man.
Oh, London is treating Jesse Lindegaard well, beyond belief. Getting himself 2 goals in a 3-2 victory over Leicester City,
yeah,
a team that they themselves were chasing. They themselves, Leicester City, sitting third in the league. Now they're only a point ahead, West Ham United, for that coveted 4th spot right now. When I say coveted, it is coveted by so many teams.
It's
Chelsea had a huge game. Huge game against, who do we have?
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, that is right.
2-0. I keep looking at my scores.
4-1. 4-1 for over Crystal Palace. You had a fantastic game. So, again, you are chasing that coveted 4th spot there. You have Chelsea sitting at 54 points, West Ham 55 with that 4th spot in hand, Liverpool 52,
right,
Tottenham 49, Everton 48. You can pretty much discount Tottenham and Everton. They're not going to vie for it anymore.
Yeah.
Everton dropping valuable points. It was pathetic. Pathetic to West Brom. Brighton, Hove, and Albion. They're despicable. This Everton squad has been nothing but living up to Everton's expectations, doing absolutely nothing. But Chelsea, Liverpool, West Ham. If West Ham can get this four spot, huge. Huge. They've never experienced any type of European competition whatsoever. And to be able to go to the Champions League. David Moyes, they'll love you in London. They hate you in Manchester, but they love you in London. Now, big 1-2 over the weekend. El Clasico! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Real Madrid.
Taking on Tony Barcelona.
Cruz, baby.
Tony that dude Cruz. Is a beautiful pass-making man. Guy precision. He's a Kevin De Bruyne before Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
And the man is fantastic. Big 2-1 victory for Real Madrid as they are chasing a Barcelona and Atletico teams that are faltering a little bit.
And Sevilla, too.
They jumped over Barcelona to take second spot in La Liga, and they're only 2 points back from Atletico Madrid, both all three of them at 30 games, Sevilla 2, 61. I don't see them getting in there.
No,
they're going to have that fourth spot no matter what.
Yeah.
But Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, La Liga is
race
up for
finish.
Anyone. Anyone can take that right now. And the way Real Madrid is playing?
Playing great.
And they're playing great.
Yep.
They're playing great. And if they can add a Champions League onto that too, my goodness, somehow the rich get richer.
They always do.
But where it all begins, next tomorrow, y'all, set your alarm clocks right now, 12 o'clock tomorrow. PSG, Bayern Munich, 3-2 for PSG as they are at home in Paris, taking down the German Giants. It's going to be a fantastic game. Again, no
game.
Lewandowski, huge loss for Bayern. Huge pickup for PSG, though. Can they hold out? That was, if you saw that game, you saw how much Bayern Munich dominated.
Pushing that
dominated the hell out of PSG in that
25
game.
25 shots, right?
Yes.
13 on goal, I believe.
I mean, no, I think it was 30. 31 shots.
31 shots.
And PSG just has an amazing counter attack with that. Mbappe! Cannot stop him. So that's the big one to watch tomorrow. Then Wednesday, Man City, Dortmund, Real Madrid, Liverpool. Liverpool fans, I'm sorry, the 3-1 deficit is going to be very hard for y'all to overcome, especially if you don't have a team. Your team has just been decimated. Yep. And Trent Alexander-Arnold has shown his weaknesses on the defense that has been exploited at hell out of Real Madrid. But, football heads, it's back, y'all. Oh, so exciting. So
Let's
exciting.
Go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. That's foot and mouth, y'all.
All right. I appreciate the enthusiasm, as always, my friend.
It's a good time right now. It is a good time to be a fan.
Yeah.
Should we do my picks since they're soccer picks right now? Or
why not?
Rudy.
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 I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
All right, guys. Last week was a huge week. Your boy went 4 for 4. Just listen to your boy. I know I don't always win, but hey, last week was massive, and it's going to happen again this week. I got Chelsea at minus 115, your boys, PSG, at plus 190, and we're going to go ahead and parlay that. I'm going big. We're going to parlay that with Man City as well at minus 159, and the over at 3.5 goals for the PSG Bayern game. Drop 100 units, 16-1 odds.
Wait, 3.5? That's the over?
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. 16-1 odds, parlay all those four games. Let's go get this money, baby. Let's
all
go.
Right.
Wow. Degenerate
Let's
station
go.
Right now.
Choo, I love choo. It.
Chase. 16-1 odds. Let's Just go. Do it. 16-1.
I love it. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Jerome, Derek, Rudy Vasquez
there it is.
In the building.
Let's go, baby.
Shout out to you for rocking with us. We appreciate it. We also appreciate longtime sponsor, Pullin Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation, non-polluting recreation. Pullins has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico. And they can be reached at 342-1055. All right, boys and girls, it's about that time. Everyone's favorite segment, at least my favorite, Derek Isamaki brings you the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
Breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, for those of you out there that are realizing that, are basking in the glorious weather that we have here in Chico, and realizing that summer is just around the corner, which is good and bad here in Chico. Good because who doesn't love summer? But bad, it's hot as hell, and
too hot.
A little scared. You have to take that shirt off a lot, y'all. So, you know, every once in a while you start thinking, oh, maybe you got to start losing those LBs, you know? You know, it's tough to do. It's tough to do. But, you know, cut out the liquor, one way to do it. The sugar, another way to do it. Fast food's another way to do it, too. All three of those, very tough for me. My vices. That and many more. But a couple. One guy's vice was just a little bit too much. They were trying to buy, it's a couple over in jolly old England, were trying to buy a flat together. But they kind of realized their finances were a little off. That being said, apparently the snack that, I should say snack, the lunch that was being prepared by the wife for her husband to go to take to work wasn't fitting his needs, so he's always buying lunch again. So wasting money right there. So what'd she start doing? She started, so to try to cover it up, he started selling his healthy lunches to pay for his fast food lunches because he loved them so much. And obviously, not sitting well with the wife that her hard work is just being pawned off for him to just go and buy the fast food that he so desperately wants. I'm there for it, man. I feel like you got to find new ways to get what you want in life. 100%. You know, so you know if you find out that she makes a bomb ass healthy sandwich that you have no part in, but you can find a way to sell it on the streets, get that money, y'all.
Always,
yeah, and get it for what you really want. You know, so she's a good sandwich maker, apparently. But I mean, enough for him to get you know his money, his lunch worth. You know,
at least it's
so he can still save money for the
trade off. You know,
You know, I feel it's all working out.
For him.
Actually, it's not because I'm sure his wife does not like it very much. But I mean, the dude was saving like $200 a month doing that. You know, so hey, $200 is $200. It's more than $20.
More than 20.
Now here's a good time for all of you. This coronavirus pandemic has definitely turned this world upside down. Sometimes some rules and restraints have been a little unruly, a little over the top, but at the same time, maybe necessary, you know? Either way, I don't like it when the government overreaches, and it happens very often. But over here in India, they have different ways of dealing with problems. So a group of tourists who were out and about in the Topavon region, taking a stroll, were actually arrested because they were disobeying the lockdown orders that were in the area. So, as a form of punishment, they had to write 500 times, "I did not follow the rules of lockdown, so I am so sorry."
What are they, Bart Simpson?
Yeah. Exactly. I wonder if at the, 500 times. That's a lot.
That is.
Hope it was worth the stroll, you know? Because, I don't know, my hand would cramp up after two times, I feel, you know? Like, 500 times, man, yeah.
It's
have a little blackboard action right there.
It's an odd way to punish people.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's a little, you know, turn them and burn them, you know? Give them the punishment that's harsh and strict, but it's like sort, you know, it's like if I'm gonna spank you, I just want to get it over with quick, you know?
Yeah.
It was waiting for the spanking that always sucked.
Yeah.
So might as well, you know, if you're just elongating the suspension of how long you just punish these people instead of just giving them a little, you know, spanking. Get them off, you know? That's a tough little spanking, I guess. But clearly. And I just lost my last news story right now.
All right, no worries. Exit.
So, yeah.
You want me to jump in and save you, or you want to go to your sister?
Let's bring in my sister right now. Let's have her save the show.
All right.
Yeah, she normally does.
Well, each week we bring in our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Aaron, hello and welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Well, your brother's falling apart over here. He's knocking stuff over.
I heard the recognition from him, and I'm wondering, is everything okay?
You know,
is he all right? Is he dying from cancer? Like, why did he admit that I'm the savior of the show?
I don't know. I'm very confused. I've never heard him say really much complimentary about you, so... I, as well, am...
It's worrisome.
It is very worrisome.
Sorry, I was, like, having to, like, hold off a big loogie right there. Guys.
Oh, disgusting.
Jumping over my words. Yeah, yeah, that was... Yeah.
All
right. It's a, you know, it's so nice out there in Chico. You go into the park and just slam with all the pollen, and you're just plopped up there, you know?
It
you
happens.
Get me, Chico.
I don't know if you know this, but you don't have to say things. Like, sometimes...
they need to know, though, the inner workings of the show, you know?
No. Yeah. We could have gone without that.
Yeah. I mean... Everyone poops. Everyone hawks up loogies, you know?
All right.
That's not true.
Girls don't poop, bro.
Yeah, girls don't poop.
Touche.
Aaron, all right. We obviously had the Masters this past weekend. So help our audience and catch us up on, for the folks who missed it, what a weekend that they missed.
Yeah, I mean, they missed a good one. And I guess we'll just, you know, we'll cut to the chase. Hideki Matsuyama of Japan won it all in a pretty resounding fashion. He won it 10 under. Number two was Will Zalatoris at 9 under. So it doesn't seem like, you know, he did all that great. But he came into the final day. I believe he was up by 3 or 4 strokes. I mean, and he stayed ahead for the most part. It was Xander Schauffele who was behind him, who was chasing him. At one point, Matsuyama was up by, I think, at least 4 strokes, 13 or 14 under. It got a little bit close, though. At hole 15, he bogeyed. He was from the fairway. He hit it into the water. It was shocking to see, and we thought maybe Schauffele might... you know, do pretty well on the last couple of holes. Well, Matsuyama ends up bogeying hole 15, which, again, crazy because the day before he'd eagled that hole. Well, on hole 16, Schauffele ends up triple bogeying. Mm. Hits it into the water, then hits it into a bunker. So that basically seals it. Matsuyama closed it out. He's the first Japanese player to ever win the Masters, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
That must have been tough for the Japan having to watch that, you know, like that's late for them, you know, it's 13 hours ahead of them, I believe. So it's like the dead of night for them having to see their boy win it. No?
Okay.
All right. But either way, I was going to say, I felt it was a rather lackluster Masters. I felt like he had control of it and nobody else really challenged. Like I said, Xander Schauffele put that one little
towards
charge,
the end.
But
yeah.
Again,
towards the end.
You triple bogue, you ain't going to win. You can't win the triple bogue.
No.
That was disgusting. You know?
Was it like on the 14th or the 15th?
Can't do that, my man. I mean, that's what you get with a guy like Xander, you know? You can't trust a guy like Xander. Xanders are not trustable.
That's true.
You know? Xander, I mean, strong last name, Schauffele, but Xander? Yeah, sorry. But Hideki Matsuyama, that's a strong name.
That is a strong name.
Did we lose your sister?
Did we? Is she not there anymore? I guess we did. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's why I'm not getting response from her right now. I was wondering, like, wow, she really has nothing to say. She always has something to say to me.
Matsuyama was plus 4,100 on the tourney, so great, great pay it on that. Whoever
plus 4,100?
Plus 4,100.
I wonder, there's got to be somebody. Is there somebody? Because he was, I mean, nobody could have. But yeah. Either way, nobody could have predicted that. Spieth gave a little run out there, I will say.
Yeah.
He had a little
run.
But
then he choked at the end, like he always does.
But hey, he's at least in the running, right?
Yeah.
He's in the running.
Someone to win 2 weekends in a row, that's like kind of unheard of.
This Will Zalatoris, though, love the last name. Zalatoris rhymes with you know? The Taurus.
Okay, got you. I got
La Torres. Okay,
gotcha.
He's got yeah. No, fine. I'm the only one over here on this island right now.
Yep.
I'll just stand on it proudly.
I got you.
So Will La Torres had himself a day as he just became a household name. I'm all for him right now. And the dude looks goofy as hell, too. He has like a surfer vibe to him.
Yeah, and he was in Happy Gilmore, too. Right?
Yeah. Apparently, I mean, yeah, that's the running joke. I mean, I do would love to see him, like, I would see him start golfing, like, barefoot. I feel like that'd be perfect for him, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious moving forward, what are we going to do with the Masters or golf in general with no Tiger? Because I usually tune into all the majors mainly to see if Tiger's going
to
win it.
To see what he's going to do.
Yeah, and at least if he can be a storyline, if he's going to make it interesting. And with no Tiger, and who knows what his future is looking like. Did you guys see the police report that came out on it?
It was kind of lackluster. Yeah. It was like, we're not going to tell you anything. Okay, he was speeding. That's all we're
going
to tell you.
He was going twice the speed limit, and he'd never punched the brakes.
Oh, wow.
He never tapped
the
brakes.
Speed racer.
Yeah, they found an empty pill bottle in his car. Not alleging anything. Just saying that's what they found. They didn't say what type of pill bottle, which is also weird because that would typically be in a police report.
100%.
I feel like, they're definitely not. They're withholding it because it's Tiger.
There's some stuff going on,
for sure.
I believe. Okay, now this is where I get reckless. There's got to be a little more to this story.
Not as reckless as Tiger, though.
Because it's all, if you think about it, we're talking about the Michael Jordan of our era, right? Of our generation, Tiger Woods was, I would say, the most famous, the biggest athlete. Certainly in golf, he transcended the entire sport, made it relevant to novices like myself. Even before I ever picked up a golf club, I was interested in watching the majors to see what Tiger would do. Now, without everything that happened since his accident, has been very hush-hush. And if this was any other athlete of Tiger Woods' stature with the same background, this should be leading most sports centers and sports shows. Are you okay over there? Is everyone just dying over here?
I mean, I had to get out and, you know, get my loogie out of here. Apparently, Rudy swallows his, okay?
Man.
Oh, dude. I apologize.
But what I'm saying is I find it so odd that Tiger, it's kind of gone hush-hush and been swept under the rug, and it hasn't been a major talking point. And we're talking about one of the greatest athletes in his respective sport ever. Going out in a car accident, not dying, obviously, but busting up his leg and in really odd circumstances. And it was just like, yeah, he's recovering. And that's it?
I mean, yeah. As somebody who's, I guess I don't really care that much. You know, Tiger was always somebody, no doubt, I can concur with what you said. I was the greatest athlete in, wow, I can't believe he's called a golfer an athlete. Times are changing, boys.
Do you not consider golfers athletes?
I mean, I don't consider golf a sport.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very skillful game. A very skillful
probably
game that you need.
Probably one of the hardest games out there.
Most definitely. I mean, the amount of skill required and precision needed to perform that game is unquestionable, no doubt. And Tiger had all of that. But was it an athlete? I don't see your true athleticism out there as a sport. Precision is part of being an athlete, but it's not the full spectrum. And, you know,
Hard for me to consider you an athlete if you don't have to run at any point.
And the fact that you wear collared shirts, hats, and like a belt and slacks.
Yeah.
That's your attire. No, that's not an athlete.
Yeah.
No, shout to Patrick Reed. That fat dude had himself a CBD sponsorship going on.
Really?
I was like, Masters with the CBD? Love it.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's progress.
I was like, okay, here we go. We're finally breaking down. But it is CBD. I don't know. I've never done CBD before. No really. You don't really do anything, I guess. It's just healthy for your body.
Yeah.
But I don't need that.
Health. Get it out of here.
Who likes health?
Yeah. Who needs that?
Yeah, dude. Give me that Taco Bell. Actually, don't give me that. My butthole can't take it.
Oh, my God. All right. So, golf, not a sport. Golfers, athletes?
Questionable athletes.
Skilled athletes.
I mean, let's face facts. John Daly was getting loaded and smoking cigarettes while golfing in tournaments. So, again, kind of hard for me to consider you a sport if you could smoke cigarettes while doing so.
Now, I do understand.
Marshawn Lynch was drinking Henny before every game and at halftime.
And Nate Skittles, too.
And Nate Skittles.
Yeah, good point.
There we go. All right.
That's a good point.
Tell me.
I mean, we had Doc Ellis throw a no-hitter on acid. So, there we go.
That's a good point as well.
Baseball, I mean, you had Keith Hernandez snorting coke left and right and still playing first base.
I would say baseball.
Not just him, the entire Mets organization. And not just the entire Mets organization, the entire MLB.
And then Ron Washington was doing it live in his clubhouse.
There we go.
Yeah. Still managing. Well, he was a manager, but still.
There you go, kids. If you want to make it in sports, do drugs.
That's actually a great message. If you want to get ahead, do drugs.
Do drugs.
You're going to go really far ahead of people, and then you're going to crash really quick.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
It's like an abrupt stop.
Yeah.
You'll like get up there really quickly. Like, oh, my goodness, that was great. And then boom.
You're going to look 50 at 26.
Like Johnny Manziel.
You know, I mean, that guy looks awful.
Partied hard and didn't do a damn thing in the league.
He does look rough.
He does, yeah, he looks rough.
Well, he's still partying.
Poor guy.
Speaking of fat, Bryson DeChambeau, he looked really fat out
he
there.
He was huge, and that was a worse pick.
The hat doesn't help him.
Yeah, no, it does not.
It's so small in his head. It just makes his head even bigger.
The hat makes him look like a full-fledged alcoholic.
And then when he does his swings, it's just like, it's just, it's comical. It's so comical. When, now, granted, he's not doing that aggressive swing at the mask, you know, actually on the course, but when you just see him do those, it's just, and he does look
just like chunky. He looks like a drunk Englishman stumbling out of a pub with that hat on.
I hate
that hat so much.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
I hate those hats in general.
Yeah.
Especially on him, though.
Unless you're like an inventor and you're driving a questionable car that you just created, I don't want anybody wearing that hat. You know,
I
it's got to be backwards on that inventor, okay? With the glasses, the hat backward, that's it.
Yeah.
Graticus Potts, if you get my reference, you're my friend of mine.
Well, I'm not your friend.
I guess I'm not your friend either.
Wow, you guys don't know Craticus Potts?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to give us some...
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. No? Wow. Speaking to the masses here.
What are you talking about?
You guys are really looking at me. That's some white people stuff, I guess. I mean, Dick Van Dyke, he was a movie called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He creates a car for his kids, and it's like an old race car. And he's an inventor, crazy inventor.
How old are you? Yeah. Did you just drop a Dick Van Dyke reference?
I did, yeah. I mean,
you're 30 years old, Derek. Why are you dropping a Dick Van Dyke reference?
I mean, anytime I get to say the name Dick in there, I'm always going to do it, okay? So.
Say less, brother. Say less.
Give Dick Van Dyke his proper respect. Guy's a legend.
He is, no doubt.
Did you guys not watch the Dick Van Dyke show at all?
No.
Okay, fine. All right. I guess I'm an old soul then.
I guess
Nick at Night, he wasn't on there at ever. Nick, you never had the Dick Van Dyke show? Like, you watch the Brady Bunch, you do the...
No.
Wow. I Love Lucy?
I watch Nick at Night. I don't ever remember watching Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, same here.
What about, what's the island one?
Gilligan's Island,
yeah.
Yeah, nah. I wasn't too much into that show. MASH was a garbage show, by the way. I hated that show. I Love Lucy, I was in I Love Lucy. That was solid.
Dude. Darren, right with me. He's my friend. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was legit. Thank you. Finally, I got some love. I was a little scared.
I still have no idea what you guys are talking about.
All right. Thank you, Darren. I appreciate that love. I needed it. I was really like scared for a minute. Like,
you were floundering.
You were on your own island, bro.
No one? Okay.
All right. Darren, also 50 years old. I didn't know that. Awesome.
Hey, man. Dick Van Dyke is a classic. Okay?
Darren loves his TV, though, and his movies.
No. Well, shouts to Darren. Let's do On This Day in Sports and then talk some hoops, shall we?
Yes.
On this day in sports, in 2013, Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles against the Golden State Warriors. Now, what makes Kobe such a legend is my man didn't tear his Achilles and cry and get helped off the court like I did. My man came back and shot his free throws.
I mean, that's the greatest sports accomplishment ever.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
And greatest human accomplishment ever. Like, no one can ever accomplish that feat. Better than climbing Everest, everything else, all other
bigger
human
than Neil
achievements,
Armstrong, yeah.
All other achievements torn pale Achilles, in comparison to that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah.
And he made them both.
With the
torn Achilles,
yeah,
that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying,
He walked off on his own afterwards.
Yeah.
Insane.
I've never torn my Achilles, but Jarrell's told me enough about his that I know what it feels like now, you know?
Miserable.
You can't do anything.
Yeah, it is miserable. It'll send you into a great depression, so I would advise everyone.
Man, I must have torn my Achilles a long time ago then.
I love you, Derek.
Let's talk hoops.
I appreciate it, yeah.
Steph Curry should be MVP, and I don't even think it's close.
Man, the guy's balling, man, with no one around him.
His second leading scorer is Andrew Wiggins, and let me tell you about Let me tell you about a player that'll send you to an early grave, Andrew Wiggins, man. The Andrew Wiggins experience. It is rare that a player is more talented than Andrew Wiggins, athletically speaking, coming into the league. And boy, it is just hard to watch some nights. It's like when you get a football player to come try out for basketball and they're crazy athletic, but they don't know the game of basketball. Yeah.
It's a whole different game.
That's like watching Andrew Wiggins. He shoots when he should passes. He passes when he should shoot. He misses wide open layups, and then he'll make impossible layups. It's so hard to watch Andrew Wiggins. And that's his second leading scorer. Steph Curry is currently, I think, a half point behind Bradley Beal for most points per game. And the Warriors are hanging on to that 10th spot, which would get them into the play-in game.
And then they have Wiseman's out for the year too, right?
Yeah.
Sorry to bring that up, but...
Yeah. That LaMelo pick is looking better and better. Yeah, it's been tough, but... I mean, who else are you going to put above Steph Curry? Are you going to put the Joker, Djokovic? I really just don't. How could you do that?
I mean, he just puts up numbers, great numbers. He's having a great year.
He's a great player,
I can't put him over Steph Curry.
He's so lackluster, though. Like, personality-wise, looks-wise, everything about him just bland. He looks like a blob out there. He literally looks like a blob.
Yeah, that's all he is, but
he's a legit baller. No doubt. But it's like that old man game that's so good, you know?
Yeah, I think it's got to be Steph. LeBron's missed too much time, and Steph's missed a handful of games as well. But LeBron's missed too much time to really be considered in the running. We're tired of Giannis winning it. He won it 2 years in a row, so we'll take...
Last year, he stole it from LeBron, if you guys agree with me.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, it was a close one.
But... Again, LeBron gets enough shine already. I don't need to give him any more fluff.
Okay? Yeah, Harden, I mean... We're not going to give it to Harden, right?
Yeah.
He left in horrible fashion.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just give it to Steph.
I'm down for that.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I'll ride that wave. I like Steph. I've always said I like Steph. Steph does, I'm all for it. And the guy's a fun player to watch, even though he kind of has ruined the game.
He has ruined the game.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's stay here for a second.
I don't think he ruined the game. He changed the game.
Watching hoops now is pretty hard for me, and I am a hoop junkie. I love the NBA, and there's just blowouts every night because one team's hot from three and another's not.
Exactly.
And there's so many, it's just the 3-point attempts is just so ridiculous.
And it's not just in the NBA. As someone who, as a sports fan or whatever, whenever I see guys balling on the court, I'm always going to be watching. I'm always going to, if I'm at the gym working out, I'm going to be watching the guys balling, when I'm breathing and whatnot. How it seeped in there. Every single one of those kids is shooting threes. All of them. That's all they do now.
From high school to college.
And it's just
pros.
Like, it's a lot more entertaining, a lot more fun when you have this beautiful movement of passing the ball, cutting towards the rim, and getting easy layups.
Yeah.
You know? I can shimmy shake and then try to get a little step back three. Mm-hmm. That's what they're all doing these days.
Yep.
And it's like, it's so predictable. And you might get it a third of the time, which these days is great. You get it a third of the time, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I think Steph is hitting, 42% from the three, which is crazy.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah, it's nasty how good he is. And I respect 100% how he's able to do that. I mean, that type of precision, the way he's repetition over repetition. And not just him, Dame Dollar, too. Got to give him the respect of his deep threat.
Yeah.
But I just got to say, I don't think the way they've changed it, it's just... Again, as Jerome said, not as entertaining.
No, it's not.
And it just seeped into the rest of the culture now, where everyone's just jacking up threes. And it's like, the game's so much more beautiful when you have an involvement of everyone, and it's a movement, like a finely-tuned machine.
Yep.
I agree.
Agreed.
I agree 100%.
Let's talk some football and then get to our TVP Hall of Fame, because I was going to do it with Aaron, but we dropped Aaron, and we no longer have a producer. I'm the pseudo-producer, but I'm also helping host the show. So
it's a tough place we're in right now.
We need a producer, y'all. So if you want to come work for free, call
like our vibe. We do offer Frankie's connections, okay? If you come
shots
with us.
Shots of Ferraris.
Yeah, we'll
early
buy
bird
you.
Special, too.
Yep, $8 for
a whole meal.
Salad and pasta.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, and Ferraris or Fernet or whatever your drink is, we got
tequila, Rumpies.
The first week, and then you're on your own.
Then you're buying the rounds afterwards.
If you're interested, hit us up on Instagram, TBP, not a game. But I do want to talk some football, then we'll get into the Hall of Fame.
Aaron gave us her nomination for got a nomination.
And the 5 minutes we have left, we'll knock these out real quick. Julian Edelman's retiring. I have nothing good to say about Julian Edelman because I have a personal vendetta against him. Do you have? Oh yeah, I do not like him.
Oh yeah, he's hating on this entire.
Yeah,
thing.
Really.
Since I've known him,
he's one of my favorite receivers, bro.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say I hate him, but as a person,
why?
We grew up in the same area, and he's just a jerk, and no one likes him. We got into it with him at the bars a couple times.
I can't argue with that, man.
Yeah,
he's a douche.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, everyone has their own opinion.
But he was a great player.
I didn't know him, obviously.
Yeah, as an undersized white wide receiver,
yeah, he killed it.
He crushed it. Yeah. He'll probably make it to the Hall of Fame. And I'll hate on him then, too. So if you would like to say something nice, here's your chance, because I'm not going to.
He's a great receiver. He played with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, so he was always winning.
And yep. he has a solid lineup, too. Like, his lineup is...
Yeah, and he dated Adriana Lima.
That's part of the lineup.
Which is probably the greatest accomplishment of his life. So I got to give it to him.
The rings, that was it. Fair enough.
Oh.
She's a babe.
I would trade in all the Super Bowl rings to date her.
Oh, I wouldn't. Sorry.
I mean,
would you?
Yeah, no, she's a tough one, right? She's one of those, like,
Super Bowl ring, dude? Come on.
But I mean, I'm only dating her. I got to marry her and have some kids with her for the rest of my life. Like, I got to procreocreate, you know?
Yeah, I'm good with dating her.
I want to see what our babies would look like. Yeah. Like, half ugly, half beautiful. Like, where do we get, you know?
Fair enough. All right. The Niners are now don't seem to have a plan here, at least according to the media, with their third overall pick. I don't know what they're doing. Here's what they absolutely shouldn't do, and it's draft Mac Jones. Why would you draft Mac Jones? It's unbelievable. He has the weakest arm out of all the quarterbacks left. He's the least athletic, and he was not impressive at Alabama. Over 50%
all the numbers that he threw up?
It's Alabama.
Over 50% of his passing yards were after the catch. He was throwing to two of the best wide receivers in the nation. If the Niners draft him, I am telling you, I am done as a Niners fan.
You're not going to be done.
I will be. Let's go, Chiefs.
Wow.
100%. Okay.
I will.
I mean, why not? Jump on that bandwagon.
Jump on the winning squad. I might even go Seahawks. Those are fighting words right there.
There's two teams that I hate.
Yeah, you're right.
The two teams that I hate are the Dodgers and the Seahawks.
All right, you're right. You're right. I could never do that. Yeah, it would just be a ridiculous move, and it's going to be Alex Smith 2.0.
It seems like we're going to go with Justin Fields.
We better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I got to say. We better.
It seems like it's going to.
All right, let's do the Hall of Fame quickly. With this very long intro, this is poorly planned on my part.
Yes.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP. Hall of Fame.
All right. Well, we got to rush through this kind of quick. Rudy gets to go last because Rudy finally got his first.
Let's go, baby.
First up, Kobe Bryant.
Let's go.
All right. So, Derek's going to use John's nomination because Derek couldn't be original.
I know.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not. This is John's nomination. I'm just pseudo John right now.
Okay.
I'm his proxy. Right.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was. It was putting on a fresh pair of socks, which I agree with.
It's
feeling great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great feeling.
Right I like there. That.
Fresh pair of socks.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go with a feeling as well, and that is the feeling of drinking a perfectly slushed Gatorade during a hangover.
Oh.
Yeah, when you have that perfectly slushed Gatorade.
Before it gets shardy, when it's right in that.
I mean, anything slushed perfect like that is fantastic.
Yeah.
You can pretty much anything. Like a slush, like Red Bull,
like
too. A slightly slushed Red Bull.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Right
all
there right, with
mine
you.
Mine this week is sushi. I love sushi.
Sushi.
All right.
I had
one
for dinner, so I'm going with that.
And you got Aaron's?
Yes, I do have Aaron's. Aaron's was, I mean, this is a tough one. She put up a banger right now. A hole in one.
Hole
in one. All right, it's a tough one from Aaron right there. So, John almost had his. Apparently, his first.
He almost had one there. He almost did.
Yeah, but almost isn't in there, man.
Exactly.
Okay, doesn't cut it.
What's up with golf? How am I getting worse at this sport? This game. Sorry.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
apologies.
Caught yourself there, man.
Almost.
That was almost embarrassing.
Sorry.
I can't give it that credit.
It's stupid. I don't understand it.
Well, they wear slacks, okay?
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point.
Are you now just getting that ready? Wow, okay, we really...
yeah, it's
floundering at the end.
It's been an off
typical
day.
Typical right now.
It's been a real...
it's allergies, y'all. We just a little clogged allergies up, a little flustered, killing. You know? I'm telling you, that ride through the park just murdered me.
I'm sure
it
did.
It was... I mean, beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Gorgeous
loved
day,
it.
But the pollen is
dude,
fine.
I'm probably going to tip the river soon. Like, it's river season, y'all.
Yeah, it's getting hot enough.
I mean, the river's probably going to be cold, but you know what?
Still, it's going to fill